Well, with Thanksgiving coming right around the corner, and we'll have a lot of folks over to gather around the table, a lot of hands in the kitchen help with preparation. We're going to talk a little bit about food safety here in the holidays. Barb Fuller, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness, joins us this morning. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. It's a great day.
It is a great day, and it's a great day on Thursday, too, when we enjoy that Thanksgiving feast. But, boy, it sure seems like we have a lot of hands helping in the kitchen sometimes.
Well, that's always a good thing, but there's always some things to be careful of to make sure that food comes out safely.
Yeah, you don't just pick up that wooden spoon that's sitting there on the table that you don't know who used it last time to stir the potatoes, do you?
That's probably not a good idea.
Let's talk a little bit about food safety. I guess we start with preparation. Here we are just a couple of days shy of the holiday. It's probably too late to run right out and get a frozen turkey, or is it?
Well, it's maybe not too late, but there are some precautions. If you're going to get a frozen turkey just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. So, one, if it's small enough, it could probably still thaw in the refrigerator. You can try thawing it right before you bake it in running water that you change every 30 minutes. But a 20-pound turkey, if you do that, it's still going to take 10 hours to get it thawed. So probably the safest thing is to just cook that turkey from frozen. It does not need to be thawed first. It takes about 1.5 times as long to do a frozen turkey, but it comes out just fine.
So about 1.5 times as long. So if I'd normally cook it, say, about 3 hours for the size of the turkey that I might have, do 4.5 instead?
That's right.
Just that simple.
That's that simple. And if you're worried about those giblets that are frozen inside, and the neck, sometimes they're separate. And if you're going to use them, it's in paper, so it doesn't hurt it. It cooks there a while. You could cook it till you could maybe in a couple hours pull those out and use them for your stuffing or gravy. If you aren't going to use them at all and then you're just going to go to the dog, it doesn't matter if you cook them in there all the way through.
Okay. Thawing on the counter is never a good idea, right?
That is not. That's exactly the temperature bacteria love to grow, is that room temperature. And sometimes our kitchens around all that Thanksgiving food is even a little bit warmer than our usual room temperature. So bacteria, especially salmonella, is what we're worried about in turkey, and every year there are outbreaks, and currently there's a recall with some turkey products. I think it's all ground turkey and salmonella. So it enters our food system all the time, and you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. So you just have to assume that it could be contaminated. So you want to keep everyone safe. You don't want your family and friends to get sick.
No. That's never good. They'll never come back over again.
Right.
Thawing in water. Folks, I've seen folks do that before, too. Is that a good idea or not?
It works. It may take a long time. So every 30 minutes, you have to change that water out. So it's cold water. So you got to set that timer. And if it's a big turkey, it's going to take a long time. You're going to be up all night changing the water to make sure it doesn't get too warm. But it could work. And if it's a smaller turkey, that is, of course, a lot faster because it's not as big.
That works. That's true. That is very true. All right. Well, when we're taking care of all of that hard work and getting everything ready, there are different schools of thought with regard to stuffing. Do we cook it in the bird or cook it separately? Is there really a preference?
It really depends. Some people like it in the bird. If you're going to do it in the bird, you probably want to make sure your bird is mostly thawed out. It could still be a little bit frozen. But you're going to have to make sure that that cooks all the way down to the middle of the stuffing. And the only way to know that is 165 degrees. So you got to use that thermometer. If you're doing it out of the bird, you know, it doesn't have to go in at that same time as the turkey. You can put it in a casserole dish. You can even do it in a slow cooker and not have to mess with getting it in and out of the bird. So it just kind of depends on what you like. But, yes, it can be stuffed. Just make sure that it gets cooked all the way.
It just seems like every year there are people who, and that's why Butterball has their turkey hotline that's so busy. There are people that get going on Thanksgiving morning to start preparing that meal. And I assume it's just because you have so many people coming over and it takes so long to prepare a lot of this stuff that it's kind of a nervous thing. Because turkey really isn't that difficult to prepare. But people start to worry about, am I going to do it right or am I going to goof it up and what do I do?
That's right. It really is. You know, you could just throw it in the oven, and you know, if you want to baste it, if you want herbs, if you want stuffing, it's pretty forgiving. It does get a little dry if it gets overcooked. Using the baking bags are wonderful, and then all your mess is kind of inside that bag, and you can just throw that out and not have terrible greasy pans to wash. But, yep, you just throw it in the oven and cover it with foil or the baking bag, and it cooks by itself.
You bet. Okay, so we've got the turkey in the oven now. Everything's going well, and now it's time to start thinking about all those side dishes and preparing all of those things. When it comes to food safety there, we stick with the basics pretty much, right? Clean surfaces, watch for you know, bacteria by, you know, using something here and then using it over here. And you know, there are a lot of issues there with regard to keeping a clean area.
That's right. So making sure you have hot soapy water. Soap and water is just fine for cleaning your surfaces. If you're concerned, you can use a light bleach water solution to sanitize things, or any of the kitchen wipes that are antibacterial are pretty good, but those don't work if everything is greasy. So you need some soapy water first, and you can wipe things down. Hand washing goes a long way, and as you said, don't use the same utensil over and over and over again. Keep washing things. Make sure you have clean cutting boards if you've cut up vegetables and now you're going to cut up the turkey, or all kinds of things can cause cross-contamination. So sometimes washing the dishes is worse than cooking the meal.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and if we spend so much time getting the bird ready for everything, because we have so much time during that cooking process to get everything else ready, that's probably a good time, once you slide that turkey in the oven, just to scrub down all those countertops, because you can get some of that bacteria from raw meat.
That's right. And that's another reason not to wash your turkey. You're going to cook it anyway. It's going to kill anything that's going to be there. But if you're going to think you have to wash it first and maybe, you know, it seems slimy or something, but when you wash it, you've just spread that contamination. And some of it even becomes airborne. You can get a little mist off of it, or the water splatters here and there on your counter or in your sink. And it's best just not to wash any meat or poultry. Just cook it all the way to the right temperature, and you're going to kill anything. You aren't going to wash off any bacteria anyway.
Well, you can't scrub it away, huh?
You cannot. Not on something you're going to eat.
No, try as you might, it will not work that way. Well, we do a lot of grazing. We have the big meal, but it seems like when we get together for holidays, we all graze. There's lots of food sitting out. We spend a lot of time kind of hanging around the kitchen area. What do we do with all that food that we leave sitting out? How long should it be there?
No more than 2 hours from the time you sit down to start eating till things need to be back in the refrigerator that need to be refrigerated. So most of your hot food leftovers, you know, if it was something with a salad with a creamy dressing or dips or cheese or those cold things, definitely need to go back in 2 hours also. And those leftovers really need to be in shallow containers. If you put something, a big pot or a big container, it's just going to take a long time to cool. And also think about how you're going to spread those out in your refrigerator. Maybe, you know, the refrigerator's full. If you have a cooler with some ice or ice packs, that's a good way to pack some stuff in there and get it cool. Because if you shove all the hot stuff in, no matter what size containers, your whole refrigerator is going to be warmed up too fast.
Yeah, you're not doing really any damage to the food, though, right? It's just basically you're warming up the fridge.
Well, when you warm up the fridge, that brings you back to the temperature that bacteria might like to grow.
So you might be doing damage to the food. Yeah, very good.
And, you know, you can freeze. Turkey freezes. You're tired of eating it for maybe a couple of days. It freezes really well. Just after about 3 or 4 days, put it in the freezer. Most other leftovers can freeze pretty well, except for things like pumpkin pie doesn't freeze very well. But, you know, everything else freezes. Label it, freeze it, put it in your freezer, and bring it back out in a couple months, and it'll taste wonderful.
You betcha. Well, a lot of folks do a lot of traveling during the holidays. Sometimes they do a little bit of cooking first and then bring things with them to the family gathering. It might be a ways down the road. How should we deal with travel food?
Well, that's a little trickier, so it depends on where you're going, how far you're going. If you're taking something cold, so you're taking the cheese and cracker plate, again, you want to keep those things cold, so pack them in a cooler. If it's something that's been cooked, you may want to think about cooling it and finish cooking it or reheating it once you get to Grandma's house. If it's something that you're going to transport hot, you probably need to get there within that couple-hour time frame and then make sure you bring it back up to about 165 degrees before you serve it. So no really long trips with hot food. You can try and wrap it in newspaper or blankets or anything you want. It's really hard to keep it hot at a safe temperature.
All right. And I guess the last and biggest question for you, Barb, what do we do about the food coma afterward? Do we just go with it?
Yeah, just enjoy a little nap on the couch or a football game. But if it's nice, you know, go outside, take a little walk around the block, take the kids out to play in the yard, or, you know, get the whole family together and play a little touch football. You know, if it's nice, go out and enjoy it. And maybe, you know, if it's not so nice and you're kind of cooped up inside, try and find something that gives you a little more activity than just sitting there watching football games and falling asleep.
You bet. Well, so many people worry about all the calories they're going to ingest at the holidays. Do we just have to accept it then and work around it and just understand that we're going to have to work a little bit to work those pounds off?
Oh, probably. I could put my real dietitian hat on and say, control your portions and fill up on fruits and vegetables and drink plenty of water so that you're not so hungry. And those are all good advices. But sometimes it's nice just to enjoy the food and enjoy the family or your friends and people that you're sharing your meal with.
Absolutely. It's a family gathering. It's getting together. That's the whole point of it. We just do it around food normally. That's what we are.
That's right. And every family has traditions. You know, this is always what we have at Thanksgiving or always what we have at Christmas. And, you know, if it's a once-a-year thing or a couple of times, enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Take some time and enjoy all those people that you're spending time with.
You bet. Well, Barb, you enjoy your time with family and friends, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too.